We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breaking news.
Well, I agree. The Philadelphia Phillies have signed shortstop Trey Turner to an 11-year, $300 million contract with a full no-trade clause.
Woo!
There you have it.
Trey Turner is a Philly. There we go.
$27.27 million dollars a year.
There we go.
Yep.
There we go. I tell you. Bryce Harper as a GM is the best thing we've ever had in this town, man. I'm telling you, getting that dude here and letting that dude put his thumbprint on the team, have his opinion, it carries a lot of weight. No, in all seriousness, it should. And having a guy like Dave Dombrowski here who actually thinks the same way and it isn't really about, you know, waiting around for a farm system to develop. He's about winning right now. We as a fan base should be happy. And if they have the ear of John, they have the ear of John Middleton, and he's entrusted Dave Dombrowski and his staff to go out and make deals like this. My goodness. Did we really think this was possible a month or so ago? Right? Did we really think it was possible they would go out and spend this type of money on another player?
And they did.
A $300 million contract, another guy for Trey Turner, arguably the top free agent out there outside of Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Yeah, great move. The Phillies just got better. And you know what? With Bryce really being on the shelf for the first half of the season, you're going to need a bat in the lineup that could drive in runs, that could move runners, that could get on base, all those things. And we needed to go out and get a guy like Trey Turner.
Yeah, man, this makes the Phillies relevant, not only just relevant, but this feels like 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. They know the opportunities there. They were just in the World Series last year, and damn it, they're going to take advantage of it. They went out and they got the best player for their team. They didn't care if they had to give them. Like, the smart thing is the 11 years, right? Like, I'm sure you're 7, 8, 9, and 10, 11.
Yeah.
It's not going to be great value. Who the hell cares?
Yeah.
The first 6 years, you're getting an incredible player. This gives you now, they're a starting pitcher away from, because the Mets added, Verlander today.
Exactly.
You're in a tough division, so you're going to need these guys to win.
Yeah.
But damn it, the bank's going to be rocking this year.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Excited, man. Hell, it happens the day after the damn Eagles game, so the emotions are all over the place. But this is an awesome move. This is an awesome move that at any other time, if it was done, you know, later in the week, if it was done a month or so from now, when deals like this usually get done, there certainly would be much more fanfare around this signing. This is big time. I mean, this is big time. We actually went out, we targeted a guy and said, this is the number one guy on the list of your wish list, and this is who they went out and got. It rarely happens, but it has happened again in this town, so with this Phillies team. And so, man, now we can start tinkering with the lineup, who fits where, right, all those types
yep.
of things. So, yeah, and I'm not – Jack, you think they're done? Like I don't know. What's the next move? Like, what comes after this?
They're going to get a starting pitcher. I mean, that's the next move after this. What a time.
Mm.
Jack, how you feeling? I mean, it's interesting because this was reported. This was the Phillies' target. It was reported Turner wanted to come here. It was reported, like, all the things aligned, and then they got it done without having to wait, like you said, a month or more.
Mm-hmm.
December.
We get a Trey Turner shirts at Christmas?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
and by the way,
holidays.
Philly season tickets are probably available by going to their website, too. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the
I'm sure they are.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they are.
Oh, yeah, get your deposits in now. And so shout out to Dave Dombrowski, yes. Shout out to John Middleton, who went into into luxury tax despite there not being a ton of fans coming to the stadium in hopes of doing this, which is having a successful team on the field that people want to come and see.
Yeah, and we're going to reward him by coming and filling up that ballpark.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about that, John Middleton. This fan base will reward you. They will go down and support the team. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
So, yeah, you spend the money. It's not like you're spending the money and nobody's coming to watch the team. Yeah, this fan base will come. You just saw it. This fan base will come down there and support. So he'll get it back.
Yeah, big time.
Yep.
Jack, are we
going
to
– I mean, those ticket prices aren't going up, though.
Oh, listen, yeah. They're going to be back as well. No more $5 for a month or whatever that there was this year.
That's what happens when you have success. You got to pay more to see the product, and I don't mind paying more to see the product, but it's a good product.
Yes.
Dude, they got Trey freaking Turner, man. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, can I finally say they're better than the 08 offense? I might be right.
You might be right.
All
now.
Takes age, but Trey freaking Turner, man. We got a leadoff hitter. We got Schwarber in the 2-0. We got Harper. We got Cassie on a bounce back. Like, literally, just start. Like, I don't know which is more of a lock, the Eagles in the Super Bowl this year or the Phillies in the World Series next year. Congrats on Justin Verlander, Steve Cohen, you big fraud. You're paying $40 million for a 40-year-old. Meanwhile, we just signed the best shortstop in baseball. Come on. God, what a time. Dude, who cares about the Eagles? Who cares about the Eagles? Literally. This is such a baseball town.
That's what I was trying to ask you. Are we still having Sirianni? Or
can we go to the ballpark right now? I mean, seriously.
Yes. Go down there right now. Get somebody to watch the board for you. Go down and just start screaming and yelling.
What a freaking joke, man. They're back. They're so back.
Trey Turner.
07-11.
Trey Turner turns 30.
Baby.
Trey Turner turns 30 in the middle of next year, in June of next year.
30 is the new 20.
It is. Like I said, the last couple of years of that contract may not be great.
You have a 40-year-old shortstop.
600. Yeah, he'll be DHing and hitting like five home runs. He had 652 at-bats last year, hit 298, 21 home runs, 100 RBIs, 27 stolen bases, 4 triples, 39 doubles, is a good on-base percentage guy.
Let me tell you, Bryce is going to get his whole damn club over here in a minute.
Yeah, who's left? Who's left? Does he like Strasburg?
Yeah, Strasburg doesn't have an arm anymore.
I know
he
doesn't.
Find out who's in the group text with all these guys, man, and we can figure out who the hell's coming next, man. It's a good thing, man.
Jason Worth's in it, but he's not eligible to play anymore.
We can find out who's next, man.
215-592-9494. 215-592-9494.
So we're sliding Stoddy over to second base.
Stott at second base. Boehm has established himself
at third.
He played well enough at third. Reese is most likely your first.
Yep.
And then you have DH. It's actually with Bryce being out, you can
Reese,
alternate guys.
Yeah, you got Reese for about $10 million next year?
Yeah, he's not making a ton of money.
Cost you a ton. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you get him. Even if it's just one more year and you don't re-sign him long term.
Yeah, unless you're going to.
He's the only right-handed power.
Yeah. If you could get something, like if you were getting a second starter or something for Reese Hoskins, but you're not going to get that. So it's like he's probably more valuable to you than anything you could get in a trade. 215-592-9494. Jack, are your technical problems over with? Or are we
not yet?
Okay. Well, listen, we don't.
All right, we got something to talk about.
Yeah, we got something.
Believe it or not, the Phillies just signed Trey Turner, so everything's great.
We got Trey Turner. Yeah,
it's okay. Unbelievable.
Yeah, we're not missing anything with Nick Sirianni, are we? Like. Nothing happening in game.
Assistant coach of the year, Jonathan Gannon. Yes!
Some
injuries. Do we need any injury updates?
Kazir White.
Oh, yeah. And Quez Watkins.
And Quez.
Yeah.
Just tell you what he says. We don't have to.
Right, yeah.
I was kind of looking forward to it. I had the stopwatch out and everything ready to time him on. But, I mean, it's a good day to be an Eagles fan. It's a good day to be a Philadelphia sports fan. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know. Do we have the ability to not – go to the press conference?
Yeah, we don't have to.
Okay, well, hell, let's go on with the show.
All right, because we can always play something
that's
necessary
later. Something, I mean, has it started yet, Jack?
I think I can't get on the internet right now.
Oh, okay.
Let's
get back to the phones.
Let's get back to the phones.
Trey Turner!
Salvador's calling from Coatesville. Very excited about Trey Turner. We'll get back to the Eagles as well. Salvador, go ahead. How are you?
Yeah, right, you crazy crazy right now? Fuck you! I'm about to drive up the highway. You're kidding me. You're kidding me right now. I just turned the radio on. You're kidding me, y'all. You're kidding me. No.
No, it's
you're
legit.
Kidding, right?
It's legit.
No!
There he is, Salvador. That's pretty much my analysis on
that.
That's pretty much. So, Jack, what does the lineup look like from top to bottom before we take another?
It's probably going to go Turner. I would go Turner, Schwarber. Schwarber, Turner, Harper. You know, Cassiano/Hoskins. JT, Bohm, Stoddy, Marsh.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that changes once Harper comes back, then they would need to figure out what their lineup's going to look like going forward. They may slide Schwarber down just a little bit just for his power. I don't know. Yeah, it gives some options. Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Marlon is calling from Southwest Philadelphia. Marlon, what's up? How are you?
What's up, Johnny March?
What's up, Marlon?
What's up, Marlon?
Hey, listen. Let me tell you why I'm not impressed. Because just like Ike was saying a couple weeks ago, when the 49ers beat up on McCoy, we not impressed. Who in the world is impressed with Tannehill? So,
well, he's better than Colt McCoy.
The Eagles only beat up on quarterbacks that ain't even in the top 10. They ain't beat a good quarterback.
Who's your team, Marlon? What team are you a fan of?
He's a Cowboy
fan. I'm a fan of the pool. That's it. You know, because you know how the sports back goes. So, you know what I mean? I don't see green like the Eagle fans do. Mm-hmm. So, you know. Okay. But anyway, I just want to let you know, like, Jalen Hurts, all right, the same thing, man. Listen, he looked good. But for $50 million, he ain't that good. And he's not impressive, like y'all say he is. You know what I mean? And come playoff time, mark my word when I call y'all.
Well, is AJ Brown impressive?
Jalen Hurts doesn't impress nobody.
Is AJ Brown impressive?
Now let me tell you about him. All he does is just catch over the top with Jalen Hurts. I don't see nothing else fancy about AJ Brown. I don't see nothing too fancy about him that can't be shut down with a good defense. You see what I'm
shut
saying?
Down?
So you're a Cowboy fan, Marlon? Just say it. I don't know why you're resisting saying it.
Well, no. We ain't going to just get it because just the same way when y'all be talking about Cowboy fans. Just same way Dak Prescott when he won them little.
Right, except we're not hiding is not being kept. Like our reasoning for it, some of it at least, is because we're Eagles fans. So that's the way we're looking at it.
Well, no, I just wanted because y'all would say Dak Prescott ain't that. He's not that good.
Right.
Let me tell you, in Dak Prescott's – let me tell you this. In Dak Prescott's best year, he hasn't looked like Jalen Hurts.
What you mean? When he won them 11 games?
I don't care what he's done. I'm telling you, I've watched him play every year.
All he's doing is running, Ike, and you know.
What do you mean? He's played through 12 games.
That won a Super Bowl yet.
How many touchdown passes do we have?
20.
I ain't going to be able to follow all of that.
He has 20. Johnny Marks helped you out. He has 20 touchdown passes and 9 rushing touchdowns.
Right.
He has a total of 29 touchdowns already.
Right.
Through 12 games, what's not impressive about that?
Well, you know why I'm not impressed with Dak Prescott? Because every time
with Dak Prescott.
Because he what you call him? He can't win a playoff game. And that's what I'm talking about with Hurts.
Okay. Only had one chance to win a playoff game. He's going to get another chance.
But that's what I'm saying. And they're going to send him packing because when they start
shutting down,
then what he going
to
do?
All right. So today I said to Ike before the show, I said, is this now where the Cowboys fans start coming out and being cocky?
Yeah. Because they're feeling good about themselves. Right. They put up 50 last night on Indy at home at the Indy, basically. Well, Matt Ryan threw the game away in the fourth quarter. I mean, that was a 21-19 game.
Going into the fourth quarter, exactly.
Yes. And then all types of turnovers happened in the fourth quarter. But that was a good game from a competitive standpoint for three quarters. I was already prepared. And I said this yesterday after our pregame show, I was talking to Elliot and Dave Spadaro. After the show, we were still talking about the comparison of the three teams because Joe DeCamera had asked us all about the three teams and which team do we think would have won, you know, between 04, 17, and this team. And, you know, I'm going to take 04 without hesitation every time. So I've almost eliminated us out of the equation. But I said there are some elements to this team that I would take over the 2017 team. Now, there are some elements on the 2017 team that I think were better than this team. But I said, even if you look at the quarterback position, as well as Carson had played that year, I think Jalen is having a better year. And I believe that. And this isn't said with any malice. So I can feel comfortable saying what I'm saying. There's no agenda here. I'm just looking at the overall play. You go back and look at Carson's numbers. The most impressive thing Wentz did that year was throw 33 touchdowns in 13 games and the third down conversion and the red zone conversion. That was the best thing they did that year. I still remember it. He had a 60% completion percentage and barely 3,500 yards.
Yep.
This dude is completing almost 70% of his passes.
Yep.
And he's going to rush for damn near 1,000 yards if he wanted to.
It's probably.
I mean, add in the double-digit rushing touchdowns he's going to have. He's probably going to throw for around 27 touchdowns on the year. He has 5 games left to go. He's at 20 right now. So if he has to play all 17 games to get the number one seed, he could very easily throw 7 to 8 more touchdowns over the next 5 weeks and add another 3 or 4 rushing touchdowns. Very easily. So now you're looking at 28 passing touchdowns and damn near 14 rushing touchdowns.
Well, I mean.
And he finishes the year.
Yeah, I think it's easy to say he's having the best season of an Eagles offensive player. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, like when you look at even Donovan's year of 31 touchdowns to 8 interceptions, I don't think 5 threw for 4,000 yards that year.
Probably
I could be
not.
Wrong. I don't think he did because we didn't need the last 2 games.
Right. Yeah, no, he didn't have – no, you're right. So, he probably if you would have had to play all the games competitively.
Yeah, he could have got over 4,000 right. yards. Sure, and he could have added more stats there. But I'm just saying, like, it's not some left field or far out conversation to have about how great of a year Jalen Hurts is having as an individual. Like, that's okay to recognize. That's okay to recognize. Now, we're talking about an individual year versus an entire career. But from an individual year standpoint, the pace that he's on, just put the numbers together at the pace that he's on and tell me what those numbers are at the end of the year if he plays 17 games. Come on, man.
Donovan came close in 2004.
Right.
38-75.
Yeah, 38-75. So if he had played the 2 games, like completely.
He would have easily.
He would have been over 4,000 yards. Sure. Yeah. I'm with you there. I'm with you there. And if T.O. hadn't got injured, he probably would have had more touchdowns as well. But the facts are what they are. Like, Jalen could get – he could possibly get the 30 touchdowns.
Yeah, he could. I mean, he had 3 passing touchdowns yesterday,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah. You roll a couple more games, yeah.
He could.
Yeah, he yesterday was – yesterday in particular with Jalen was as impressive of a performance as I've seen from him in his career. Considering where it was, when it was, what was being said, the national media was already starting the narrative of, oh, they're not that good. You know, the betting public had actually had them even with the 49ers or even behind them a little bit last week.
Sure.
Right? Like, the doubt was starting to creep in. There was words about them in some national columns saying, well, I still don't believe in Jalen Hurts or whatever. I don't know what else you need to see from Jalen Hurts or this offense other than playoff success, which is a whole different thing.
You don't need to see anything else. You're good.
With him being the quarterback of the future? Well, yes.
Whatever it is you're talking about, you just said, I don't know if there's anything else anybody needs to see, so I'm asking you, like, you don't need to see anything else.
With Jalen?
Yes.
No, he's our quarterback.
Okay. Well, we know he's our quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm just asking whether or not you believe the guy. Do you believe in the quarterback? You
I believe
know,
in the quarterback.
You know what I'm asking.
No, I believe in the quarterback.
You know what I'm asking you, and by you dodging it makes me think you don't really want to buy into it.
Do I believe this team is a lock to be in the Super Bowl, like Jack says? Not even close. Do I believe Jalen Hurts is the quarterback, and do I believe it? Do I believe in Jalen Hurts? I do.
Okay.
I believe in
there
Jalen Hurts.
I don't need to badger you.
I'm not giving in with the team walking into the Super Bowl like a lot of people are saying right now. Sorry. There's gonna be a tough home playoff game I'm gonna be worried about. Trust me.
Well, it won't be Brock Purdy.
Probably not. Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia broadcasting. away from our Tasty Cake studios. We're live at Cheeks and Pete's in South Philadelphia, and Cheeks and Pete's gift cards are the perfect present this holiday season. They always fit. Stop in an area location or online, cheeksandpetes.com. So we had the Phillies, and the huge news of the day, if you're just tuning in.
Trey Turner.
Trey Turner signs with the Philadelphia Phillies. Not a short-term deal, like 11 years.
A lifetime deal.
No man. Opt-out.
Three. Yes, no trade clause, no opt-out.
Yeah, Jack's like, we got him. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Until he's 37, right. And we're like, please take this guy. We'll pay half of his salary. But who cares? Yep. This is. I love this because our owner, we have an owner that says, yeah, I know it's not ideal that we're going to have him at age 37, 38, blah, 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 this amount of money. But by that time, what's a $27 million player anyway?
Right.
Like, oh, like, all right. I mean, inflation and everything right. else in 10 years, who knows what that's like?
Yeah, well, look at the Bryce contract now. I mean, exactly. Bryce is $25 million a year.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And with these numbers that are coming up with these TV contracts, this next generation of athlete is about to be – the whole 20-something million-dollar athlete is going to be the norm for a lot of these guys.
Pretty much.
You can't pay a wide receiver like a quarterback. Yeah, right. They're paying wide receivers $30 million. Yeah, they are. They're doing it. So because quarterbacks are about to start being paid $40 to $50 million. $50 million. The top quarterbacks are going to be getting $50 million a year. So an athlete making 20-something million a year like that, they're going to be looking at it like, hold on, I need to re-up to get a new deal.
What did you say? Jalen Hurts is going to be making $50 million a year?
Oh, yeah. He's easily getting a five-year 250 or five-year 300.
Yeah.
Six-year 300. Probably going to have to. Like, that Wentz deal is nothing. People talk about that Wentz deal. Are you kidding me? That Wentz deal is nothing compared to this deal that's about to happen with Jalen Hurts.
Was it
Matt? It's gonna be almost double what Wentz got.
Was it Matt Ryan that had the first $100 million deal when the quarterback made up? It's like, oh my God, $100 million guaranteed. Now it's peanuts.
Yeah.
Well, for a quarterback.
The bar gets raised.
Oh yeah, every year.
Yeah, and they're gonna continue to try to get closer to Deshaun Watson in the guaranteed 230. So Kyler got 180. You best believe Herbert, Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts. These guys looking at getting 200. They want 200 guaranteed.
Yep. Yep. And the cap for next year is going up like $18 million or something like that just in one season.
Yeah. So he may not get the fully guaranteed deal, but he's going to get close to 200 guaranteed.
All right. Let's go to the phones, Ike. We have Chuck from Mount Airy on the line.
Oh man, it's going to be good.
Chuck and I had a dust up on Friday. Leading to where family members are texting me, asking me if I'm moving to San Francisco.
Yeah. I thought it was great dialogue, man.
By the way, I'm not moving to San Francisco. I'm staying right here on WIP.
It's more expensive to live there in San Francisco
it's
anyway.
It's very expensive. Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, how are you today, my friend?
What's up, Johnny? How you feeling today?
Doing well, Chuck.
Mike, what's going on, baby?
Holla at your boy, Chuck.
Hey, listen, here's the thing, right? What a signing. Trey Turner. I'm not going to get on that too much. I got all summer to talk about that, all spring to talk about that. But I'm happy for Jack. Great signing, man. Hey, listen, I got something to say real quick, right? I got to address the elephant in the room real quick. Andy from Deffert, right? And I know the Eagles won. I'm going to get to my Eagles in a second. Listen, Andy, you want to be a radio host one day, right? You call up here, you want to continue to run your mouth and do that. Well, I suggest that you want to do that without a wired jaw, okay? Because little old me had you sipping out a straw for months. But just leave me alone and keep my name out your mouth because I don't play with you like that. I don't like you. I don't play with you like that. Stop trying to weasel your way and try to divide the afternoon show. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, Jack Fritz, and Chuck from Mount Airy. But we all family, brother. That's all I got to say on that.
I feel like he's my son.
Now.
And Wade, he's a part of the family, too.
Get out of here. You know,
yeah.
Now, I'm on to the next. The Birds, baby. How do you like that game, Johnny? How do you like that game, Johnny? Mm. My man, A.J. Brown, came out there. Small Batman, right? Can't stop him. Mm. He scored one touchdown, take it away from him. Come back the next time and score another touchdown. Wide open. Man. Dude trying to call himself being a roadblock, he run right through. Boom! You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is what we do, man.
Yeah.
You talking about physical? What I was saying last week was this, right? The Eagles take this personal. They heard all week long,
especially the special team. You see, stop the I reached like I thought you was out there, man.
Man.
Came down and hit that dude like that.
Yeah,
man.
I felt
proud yesterday.
I actually have to give Ike a little bit of credit.
You talk to those dudes, man.
I only in spirit, Chuck. Only in spirit, man. I tried to send it on the spirit.
They was listening to us, man. I'm convinced they listened to us, man. Because they came out there looked like a whole different. Even Covey was getting off a little bit. You know what I mean?
I don't know how that happened.
I mean, this is what we do, man. The Eagles, man, I tell you, listen, it goes through us. Sometimes you have a long season, right? And then you wake up. And ain't no blame you number wake up the Giants, the sleeping Giants. And that's what we are. The Eagles are the sleeping Giants. And they woke us up. And now anybody get on the way, we're going to destroy. And don't take the bait with the Cowboys. That's fool's gold because the Colts was in that game. They could have got out their own way. They probably could have won that game.
Yeah, if you look at the final score, it was not near what the game was.
Matt Ryan was through three straight interceptions
so
after that.
If Matt's done, Matt Ryan is done. He's toast. I thought that they could have possibly snuck that game in. He's done, man. Another thing is, right, I said the 49ers was going to lose. Well, they didn't lose. He didn't lose the war, the battle, but they sure lost the war. The quarterback is out of here. So, you know, it's wide open for the Birds to fly their way to the Super Bowl and get this thing happening. I see an NFC Championship game. I do see us and the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game.
All right.
And I can't wait.
Could you imagine that game?
Ice cold. Can you imagine that ice?
Boy, that's going to be what? That's like what? January, what, 22nd?
Yeah,
January
29th? Oh, man. Can you just imagine that? The atmosphere.
You think it'd be crazy, Chuck?
Man, listen, let me tell you something. It'd be crazier than that right there.
January 29th.
January 29th.
January 29th.
Cowboys-Eagles NFC Championship game. Armageddon. Mark my words. I can see that happening.
All right,
that's
Chuck.
That's what we're leading up to right now. Hey, Johnny, listen, man.
Yeah.
You know I love you, man. But you know what? You called me an idiot, and I had to come at you.
I did.
You know what I mean? You are just ass lunatic. You know what?
Idiot.
Hey, listen.
It's probably deserved.
Hey, listen. You had to come at me. You came at me, and I came at you. But you know, ain't nothing but love there. You pissed me off, though, man. Get on board, Johnny. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, so now I have to get on board.
No, but listen. You keep saying, I've been on board. You're skeptical. I'm skeptical. But
me too. Me too. Me too. Me too.
I'm not skeptical anymore.
I'm a skeptic. I know you're not until they lose
enough.
A game.
They can pass the ball. They can run the ball. They can play defense.
All right.
What else you want to see? We got the best fan base in the NFL. Ain't nobody coming in here and beating us.
We are
the team to beat.
Certainly. I agree, Chuck. Thank you. Yeah. The Eagles are the best team in the NFC in the NFL, and Jalen Hurts should win the MVP. If it ended right now, Jalen Hurts should win the MVP.
Yes,
he's had the most impact of any player on any team, more than Pat Mahomes has on the Chiefs. How many losses did the Chiefs have now?
Three.
Yeah, I mean,
tough loss.
Yeah, I mean
to my Bengals.
I mean, honestly, Joe Burrow, give me a little Joe Burrow in the MVP race.
There you go, Joey B.
Man, that guy's awesome.
Man.
All right, so, Jack, any other developments coming out? The Philly signing Trey Turner, 11 years, $300 million. Any other developments or
got any money left?
Tidbits? Yeah, who's next?
I mean, it's great. They need – now you're already
who's
pot committed. You're already pot committed. So
who's the starter that they get?
I think they go trade route. I think they probably spent enough in free agency. Like, if they want to go get Carlos Rodon, it's probably going to cost them, like, 5-130, 5-140. They might sign Jamison Taillon, you know, 4 years, $60 million-ish. But if they want to add –
Ike was just talking about him.
No. I know. He's a big Jamison Taillon fan. But if they want to go and really put this thing over the top – you go trade for one of those aces. You give up some of the prospects, like a Mick Abel.
Who can you get?
I want Shane Bieber, you know, the Guardians ace. He's a year and a half away from being paid. So, like,
you don't give up Painter. You give up Abel and another top prospect.
I mean, this is the time, like, this. I love prospects. You love prospects, John. But it's time to push some of those chips in and go get another ace. Because, like, this lineup's insane, man.
You got to take advantage of it, too.
You go for it now.
While they're in their prime. You got, like, a 3 or 4 year window here with these guys. Especially as long as you got Schwarber and Castellanos still on this team. You got, like, a 3 or 4 year window here that you need to take advantage of. Because eventually you're going to have to pay Bohm or you're going to have to pay Stoddy. Like, these guys will get older as well.
You go for it now. Yeah. And just like Ruben did, and we say it all the time, like, he gets –
I would give Nola a new deal, too.
Yeah, no, agreed. They need him.
Yeah.
They need him to chew up the innings.
I would give Nola at least a three-year deal.
He's a good number two. Yeah. I don't know what happens with Wheeler after his contract expires. Maybe it's best just to let him walk and try to get somebody else in here.
Yeah,
I feel like you've gotten a lot of that.
Yeah, you got a lot out of that arm, and so did the Mets. So you got to wonder how much is even left in that arm once his deal is up. How old is Nola? Nola's not 30.
30,
yet, right?
29, 30. Right around that window, maybe 28
so, yeah,
late.
Yeah, he might need a – yeah.
He's getting five.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking he wants. Five.
And he's – listen, for a modern-day pitcher, he's pitched a lot of innings,
he does.
Too.
He does pitch a lot of innings.
Which is concerning, but also, like, he's taking – yeah,
want.
It's
yeah.
what you want. Yeah, I'm all for trading. Ruben traded all their prospects. It didn't come back to bite them. He made some really good trades that, while it didn't give the Phillies another World Series, they were the most competitive, if not the best team in baseball for that period right there. It just didn't end up working out in the end.
Yeah.
And that's where the Phillies are right now. I mean, they are right there to where they – I feel like they are they're an ace away from another starting pitcher away from really feeling like they can win a World Series.
Yeah. Yeah, and listen, Ruben put that team together, and to me it wasn't Ruben's fault they didn't win. It was their fault they didn't win. I thought Ruben gave them everything that you could ask for. And, you know, the players have to come through. The GM can only do so much.
They won 102 games.
Exactly, so I don't even blame him. Just like with Dombrowski, I'm like, okay, he brought the players in. Now, if there are players that we don't like and they don't perform – we can blame him for Castellanos if he doesn't have a bounce back year next year. But I'm in the belief that he'll even get back to being closer to what he was prior to coming than what he was this year. You know, whatever it is, new city, the pressure of playing here, whatever it may have been, he just never seemed to find his comfort zone.
Nope.
And so maybe an off season and being here, maybe that allows him to get in his comfort zone for next season. And he starts to look at least closer to the player he was.
Yeah,
in Cincinnati.
Well, pressure's off him now too. I mean, they just signed Trey. Turner. Like, getting Castellanos.
I agree. Yeah.
Getting Castellanos back to being the Castellanos. Like, I mean, like, it's pretty. Last 4 years for Trey Turner, average, you know, stats: .311 batting average, .500 slugging percentage, 20 homers a year, and under 100 strikeouts a year. Like, that's what's so frustrating about 1-2 in the lineup last year was they felt like strikeout machines.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're gonna need him, man. Like. I don't know, much as we love Stott, it's not like he's knocking the cover off the ball over there. So you're going to need offense. Like, you're going to need guys to step up. Alec Bohm, like, these guys, remember, they had a window they performed in. It wasn't an entire year where they performed.
Yeah.
So this is going to be start to finish with these guys this year, and they won't have Bryce the first half of the season pretty much.
Yeah, if not a little bit more. Yeah, and they're positioned to where they can easily keep pace. But NL East is very difficult, as we know.
Yep.
A lot of talent. All right, let's go back to the phones. Donovan, by the way, Donovan McNabb, his reaction to the Eagles' big win yesterday coming up at 4 o'clock. Yoshi's in Brewerytown. Yoshi?
What up, John?
Hi, Yoshi.
Dapper Dan, a.k.a., that's what they known as, and Jackie, baby. Hey, Ike.
What's up, Yosh?
When you step in the studio, you have some theme music, don't you? Ain't nobody don't mess me, because I'm so fresh and so clean. Man, I'm telling you, boy, you were so sharp yesterday, boy, you could walk past you and get a haircut. You're a bad man. I'm going to tell you right now, you're a bad man. Boy.
Thank you, Yosh.
This team, when they on all phases of the game, they just ridiculous. I mean, to sit back and just be so relaxed. I got my wife rolling the gun. She cocking my arm back. Huh? I'm yelling boom every touchdown. Put the clip in my hand every sack we get.
Lord.
I mean, when Jack Stoll came down there and stuck that boy, I was like, uh-oh. That the teams ain't playing today. Oh, Kobe was grooving. He had the little hit stick going on. Doop, doop. Now you see me, now you don't. And I mean, oh, Corey took my line because I was going to call Jalen Alexander Hurts myself today. That boy out there playing like a creative player on Madden. I mean, this team just looked good, man. I mean, King Henry won't King Henry. He was Prince Henry yesterday. That boy had 30 yards. 30 daggone yards. Them boys was game tackling. They stuffed the middle. He tried to creep out a couple times, and everybody was right there. I mean, the team just looked good. The play calling was on point. Arthur Wong hit the weight this week. Cleared his eye up a little bit, said, "Get off me." Slim Reaper said, "Here I go." I mean, boys, we got five in rushing, but we got a receiver that's about to go over 1,000. Arthur Warren got, what, 950. Daggone Slim Reaper got 7-11. If Dallas won't hurt, he'd probably be at 6. He'd probably be at 7 or 8 right now. Yeah. And he still could come back and get probably 7. I mean, it's a bad team. Mine's about to go over 1,000. Mine's about to go over 1,000 for the year. I mean, boy, this team nasty, boy. And I love that we got to clean up them penalties. But I love when they pan to the sideline. You saw Jalen over there talking to the O-line. Dang, I don't think they had no more penalties after Jalen was over there talking to him. I think that was like midway through the second quarter. Them boys were just, man, they was getting it, man. They was getting it, man. This team is beautiful to watch. Everything about them was clicking yesterday. We beat a legitimate team. And like y'all said at the top, Dallas Cowboys fans are coming out to work. I sent Jalen earlier, one of my brothers from North Carolina. He sent me already. I know we said it. Jack and Jay, I know we said it every year, but we going to the Super Bowl this year and going to send me how bad they beat the Colts and how bad we beat them. So what I did, I had to respond. I sent him back. Dallas playing Green Bay and us playing Green Bay. Don't mess with me, boy. I got a sword in my pocket. I'll cut you up. Don't mess with me.
All right, Yoshi. All right, brother. All right, Yoshi. There he is, Yoshi.
Can't keep up with him.
Very excited. Yes, the Cowboys fans will start. Maybe we'll actually get a because we don't have a Jack. We don't even have a regular Cowboy caller.
No, I know.
Which is odd.
I want to steal Captain Cowboy from Howard, though, because he was cracking
Captain
me up over
Cowboy,
the
yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Those are long-standing Cowboy fans. And Cowboy Dave, we used to have Cowboy
Dave. Yeah, what happened to Cowboy Dave? I haven't heard him in years. Years.
I know. I'm with you. Yeah, I haven't heard Cowboy Dave in years. I actually met Cowboy Dave a couple times back in the day. Yeah,
I used to have. Yeah. I used to, there was many. Taylor, the Cowboy fan. I mean, when you don't win for so many years, you just get, you know. Yep. Apathy sets in. You're like, all right, whatever.
When the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they really just went away.
Right.
They're like, oh, hell, even the Eagles won a Super Bowl before we won again.
Uh-huh. Yep. Now they can't. That was their one chip that they had that they could say. Now they can't use it. Yep. And the Giants fans, too, would like to use that. Mm-hmm. All right, let's I want to make sure we give O.G. Wade's coming up here. He's feeling good today. But Rios in North Philly is with us. Rios, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios? How are you, Rios?
Look, man, y'all know why I, you know, love the afternoon show because y'all promote a lot of violence very well, so I enjoy it. I appreciate y'all. That's why I love y'all.
You know
y'all.
What? That's you're looking for. Yeah. Anyway, there was violence on the field yesterday, Rios.
Oh, yeah, there was violence on the field. Let me get to that. Let me just say this real quick because I got to give my man his flowers. I was a little disappointed because the breaking news, Jack didn't do it. I was wondering what the hell Jack was doing because you did it. He was doing backflips. He couldn't talk. But I'm happy for you, Jack. Now you can stop, like, with your little shots at the Eagles where it's, you know, little hating shots. I know you love the Eagles, but you throw little hating shots. You can stop it now. You know what I mean? Appreciate it. So, anyway, let's speak on this. A lot of violence. So let me start with this. Ike, I swear I know you stood up. If you didn't stand up, I don't know what you were doing. You hadn't been sleeping. When Epps gave that dude the wakata in the end zone.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. And y'all know what? Look, let me just say this real quick before people go crazy. No, I'm not like, yeah, let that man be hurt or be injured. No. Yo, let him be hurt. I don't want him to be injured. I don't want nothing. But this is football. You know what you play for. So it is what it is. Get mad if y'all want. But anyway, he gave him that wakata. Then, on top of that, let me give other people their flowers. I don't know. Who the hell is this dude on special teams name? Ellis or something like that? He was running
Christian
around smacking
Ellis.
People?
Yes.
S or whoever it was, like E-L-L-A-S
no,
or
yeah,
something
Christian
like
Ellis. Yeah, Christian Ellis.
Yes, this guy was hit. Like, I swear, you pissed him off. That's you. And I'm glad I want you to piss him off again because you was talking all that special team stuff, and these guys came out there and did that. So, yes. So keep pissing them off, but that guy got his flowers. Covey was doing a little something on his punt.
Yep.
shoot, who else, man? N'Kobe Dean, man.
Yeah, yeah.
N'Kobe Dean was on every tackle when he was out there. Yeah. Man, look, it looks beautiful. It looks promising. But like you said, Ike, and like things go, put the hungry guys out there, man, because they show something. They want to play. They want to get in there. They don't want to be all cute. Like I said, got to get ugly. Women like the ugly bulls. So be out there and hit hard and keep on being greedy and violent, man. What's up? You know what I mean?
I love it, man. I love it,
love
Yosh.
It.
I mean, Rios. No. And to Rios's point, they called up Christian Ellis this past week from the practice squad. And what I'm saying.
Yeah, and you think he's going to be playing next
week? He better be out there playing next week.
And that's what you need.
Yeah, you need somebody out there who's going to play hungry. You know what Christian Ellis is saying? I'm tired of being on the practice squad.
Yes, paycheck looks better when you're playing games.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I done got called up, so now I'm trying to make it to where I stay up. And that's what you need. You need guys like that, because you know who else takes notice? Those other guys who's been up all year. They all take notice. He made the first play. And you know who I found out his dad is? I did not know this until yesterday. Former Detroit Lion Luther Ellis.
No way.
That's his son, yes.
Man, yes. All right.
I didn't even realize that.
Well, you noticed him yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I guess we got another one of his sons. He may be on the IR or something. I think he was in training camp and he got injured.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's another Ellis kid that was here.
Really?
Yeah, my boy Fran Duffy told me that yesterday.
Wow.
I'm like, Luther Ellis? I played against Luther Ellis. I didn't know that was his son out there.
I know it. No idea.
Yeah.
Must have went to a smaller school, or I don't know.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. 215.
I mean, well, Luther Ellis went to Utah, so.
592-9494, yeah. Marks and Reese.
Before they were this version of Utah.
215-5 out, beating USC, yeah, spoiling them in the playoffs.
He might have been there with Alex Smith, though.
That sounds about right.
Or right before.
Right before, yeah.
Before that time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Luther Ellis played with.
Sometime before that.
He was with Sue and those guys in Detroit, right? Yeah, I think so. I think he was with Sue.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. We'll Google it.
Sue's been around for a minute, too.
Hey, Christian Ellis is 23.
Sue was also playing late into the fourth quarter yesterday, and I was like, come on, get him out of there.
Idaho. That's why he went to school at Idaho. I love watching those Idaho games.
So they're out there in the great Midwest. That's the great Midwest.
That's not the Midwest. That's the great Midwest. Coming up,
Idaho, North Dakota.
Oh, man, I was watching the subdivision playoffs over the weekend. I love watching those games. They're awesome. All right, your reaction. Eagles are 11-1, dominant win yesterday. The Phillies signed Trey Turner. We like 11s. An 11-year contract.
How about that?
11-year contract. $300 million.
Just focus on the first 6 to 7 years.
Holy cow, man. I thought Jack said 7 because it happened when we were on break.
Yeah.
And I'm like, 7, 300, like that's $42 million a year. And he's like, no, 11. I'm like, 11? Like, oh, it brings the average annual down quite a bit.
Yeah.
Which means you can add more.
Oh, they're going to, Jack. They are
Give
going
Give everybody
to.
11-year deals.
Get your tickets now. And you get playoff tickets. 215-592-9494. Your reaction. Also coming up next, the game through the eyes of Merrill and Mike and Donovan McNabb. It's always fun when there's a lot of big touchdowns and scoring to hear this one. So that's coming up. Donovan joins us at 4 o'clock. There's a lot going on. We're live at Chickies. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, football season is underway, so now's the perfect time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Now, that's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up. Make sure you use promo code Ike. I've told you some of the reasons why I love using the FanDuel app. I love everything from the money line to point spreads to player props that they give you the options to bet on. And how about the live betting, where you'll get updated odds on games that have already started. And it's all found on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. That's why I love the FanDuel app. My FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So sign up today with promo code Ike for a no-sweat first bet. Again, that's promo code Ike, and make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Turner, right field line, and it's beyond the reach of Margot. He's going to second. He's going to third. Here's the throw. Safe goal for Trey Turner.
Trey Turner now with Philly. We're back. Yeah. It is Marks and Reese. We're live at Chickie's in South Philly. You know the new heated deck at Chickie's on the Boulevard is open. Enjoy the best in-game experience on the deck at Chickie's on the Boulevard. Trey Turner now with Philly, as that means Stoddy's definitely moving over to second base. Boehm at third, and Reese Hoskins at first. Now they do have the option with Bryce being out for the first half of that season where you could rotate Hoskins in a DH rotation. Mm-hmm. Maybe Jack, that has Derek Hall's bat in the majors, at least as a platoon player, which he's probably best suited to be with a power bat. You know, gives Castellanos doesn't have to play right field every day anymore. So this is a good lineup. This is a good lineup. They need a starting pitcher now, I agree.
There you go.
And there's a couple that are off the veteran guys are off the board, but there's still a number of names out there. So, all right, let's get back to the phones after we check in with Merrill and Mike. This is the montage from the morning show. Here's yesterday's win.
If you dig into the heart of A.J. Brown, trust me, he wants to tear the heart out of the Tennessee Titans today.
Hurts back. He is going deep, and it is caught by Devontae Smith into the end zone. Touchdown.
Skinny Batman.
Back goes Tannehill. He steps up. He is hit. They got him. Sack number one. Hargrave. Hurts is back. He's looking. Still looking. Now he's going deep to A.J. Brown, who catches it and walks in for a touchdown. Tannehill. He's stepping up. He's hit. They've got him again. Second sack. This time it's Josh Sweat.
Sweaty.
Hurts is running. Hurts is scoring. Jalen Hurts.
The Tennessee's defense had given up no more than 20 points in 8 straight games. Well, we haven't played the full half yet. They've already given up 21.
He is floating it deep for A.J. Brown, who has it.
He took it.
And he scores. A.J. Brown took it away from Trey Avery and scored his second touchdown of the game. Tipped up and sacked again.
BG.
And this time it is Brandon Graham. Here comes the run. They've got him again. They've got him. Sack number 6, Josh Sweat. He's got A.J. Brown again. Another first down. A.J. Brown is having a field day against his old team. And plowing forward for the touchdown is Miles Sanders. The Eagles 35, the Titans 10. How's this sound? How does this sound? The Eagles are 11-1. 11-1. What a season this has been.
Tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Hey, they stole the text line open and theme. Damn them.
Unreal.
All right. That was the montage. Yes, a very impressive win yesterday. 11-1, Ike. 11-1. Pinch yourself. Philly signed Trey Turner, and the Eagles are 11-1. It's a beautiful thing. All right, OG Wade's with us. Donovan's going to join us coming up at 4 o'clock. OG Wade joins us a day after his son had a phenomenal game. OG Wade, how are you?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Wade, how are you?
I'm awesome, man. I mean, the Duke is just, you know, I've been telling people for a long time now. I mean, he's different. You know what I'm saying? The way, if you look at the positions that he's putting these balls in, I mean, they're like
balls.
Balls on that. But he dropping dimes, man. And I'm just saying, I mean, the crazy part is that it's not like if he's doing it in a such a cool way, it's not even wowing you no more. You know, it's like wow. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still wowed. I'm still wowed by it.
Well, not Wade.
Well, I guess I'm not. Yeah, I mean, because I'm just used to, you know, I only was hoping that these guys would catch the damn balls. Now we have someone that can possess these balls. And I'm excited. Oh,
I need to see the package.
Yeah, B-Cub got off yesterday, too.
A lot of ball talk today.
You know, and when we talk about the defense tackling, right?
Yep.
What was the main focal point that they were doing yesterday, Ike? Tackling the legs.
Got to hit big tackling. Boy low, man, yeah.
Everybody was getting them legs. That's how you got to do all the time. Then we wouldn't have these problems where we giving up, you know. Just play good football, man, and textbook football. It's this elementary stuff. It's this new age stuff that we've been doing. But, man, let me give you some shout-out to the Eagles, man. I don't know if y'all seen this or not. Have y'all seen the 24 hours before the Dallas Cowboy game?
That documentary
that they did, that the Eagles put together? I didn't know these dudes get fed the way they get fed. The caretaking, how they got computers in their jerseys to see the speed of these. These dudes, man, I'm like, damn. These are some damn machines we dealing with. You know, that's $1 billion worth of a product on that field.
The
way that the Philadelphia Eagles, and I don't know, I'm sure other organizations do the same, but the way that they take care of these players, man, it's outstanding. Y'all got to go and look at that on YouTube. It's 24 hours before the Dallas Cowboy game. That's when Meek Mills, they did his little thing, the testing and all.
Huh.
Man, that video was just, it just surprised me, and it gave me appreciation of Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie for what they do to these players to give us the product that we watch every Sunday.
And it's the reason why, you know, listen, I've always gone to bat for this organization and felt proud to be in a small way a part of it as a former player and doing work with them now. I know how the players get treated down there. I know what Jeffrey Lurie puts into running a first-class organization. Like, it isn't that way everywhere. It's that way for the decent owners who care enough about their players, but I guarantee you it isn't that way everywhere, and the Eagles are one of the best, and that's why.
To the point, they put two packets of honey on Fletcher Cox's thing because that's what he likes before games.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, they got a certain T-shirt that he wears, and to Nick Sirianni, how he like his. It's every player, every coach, every that has something to do with that game that day. That person has a special way that he's being cared for before the damn game.
Yep.
That's just crazy, man. I mean, I'm not even being
listen,
funny
it
about
certainly
that.
Wasn't that way when I played. Believe me, I can vouch for that.
Hey, man, but listen, man, and Johnny Boy,
yeah,
keep doing what you're doing, man, with the hate. Man, I love it, you know what I'm saying, because it makes us better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm
it
not
It makes
worried
us
about
better.
It.
I got my dumbass brother. He's a Cowboy fan. He texted me last night. I'm sure y'all didn't watch that Dallas game. If you watch the way
I did watch it last night.
If you watch the way that he plays that position of quarterback, it's not even nice. It's not even good. He damn near got CeeDee Lamb killed with a ball that was thrown too high that he had went up and got. You don't see Jalen setting his players up like that.
Yep.
He's throwing interceptions out there. I'm talking about Illavon. Like, what was you thinking? So I just sent my brother a picture of that T-shirt that I gave you and Ike. It hurts, don't it?
Got some good weeks coming up, Wade. All right,
man,
buddy.
I love it, man. One game at a time, baby.
All right, one game at a time. There he is. Wade's been telling me for weeks and months now about Jalen Hurts. For months, a year he's been telling me, and he's been right.
Well, and to you know, further the discussion about the Eagles as an organization and how they treat the players, it's obviously some scientific analysis behind what they do now. It's much more advanced. So when I say it wasn't like that when I played, it just means you didn't pay that type of attention and detail to everything the way they do nowadays.
Things have evolved.
Yes.
With the modern athlete.
Yes. And when you look at trying to appeal to a free agent or what have you, that's the type of stuff you have to do. Like that's because it becomes word of mouth. You know, somebody comes here and plays, and the next thing you know, he has a relationship with somebody. And it's like, man, you need to try to get over here. he needed to try to get over here.
That's how Trey Turner ended up here.
Right. I mean, so when you, but that only happens when players are happy to play for the organization. Because other than that, they'd be trying to get out of here.
Yep.
Saying, dude, you don't want to play here. This organization don't care about its players. They stink or what have you. As it is, you get players trying to recruit players to come play for these organizations. And the Eagles have always been like that. And
well, listen, frankly,
you got to keep up. I mean, we saw with the you see that damn monstrosity that the Cowboys built down there.
Yeah.
They built like a damn mall and everything else. For
you don't have to. No one has to leave ever.
Exactly. So they do that to attract players.
Yeah. That's a huge selling point.
And it's what you got to do now as an organization.
The Eagles as an organization were far ahead of almost the rest of the league with everything. And that started, I mean, I'll give Joe Banner credit. I give Jeffrey Lurie credit for creating a modern franchise and how a front office works. Mm-hmm. And they got NovaCare built. They got the new stadium built. And, like, not everybody had their own facilities like NovaCare when the Eagles did it. They knew it. Like, teams started doing it after that.
Yep.
But they've been ahead with the curve with analytics. When Doug was going for it in 2016 and 2017, the league wasn't doing that.
Yep.
The Eagles believed in the analytics. And you know what?
They went after Chip. It didn't work out. But they jumped at him.
They believed in sports science. Yep. They believed in that kind of stuff. Yep. And they were ahead of most teams and most organizations with that kind of stuff. And that's how you're successful for as long as Jeffrey Lurie's been successful owning the team. I wouldn't be surprised at anything that I saw that they do. Because if it gives them an advantage on the field, that means that they're more successful, they make more money, they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do.
Yep.
Let's go to Tom in Vancouver. Tom, how are you, buddy? Tom was at a high school football game I saw.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
What's up, Tom?
What's up, Tom?
What a day. Isn't it? It's incredible. It was amazing yesterday. You know, and then today we've got Trey Turner signing, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love this. You know, it's the holidays. We got buy now, pay later. It's amazing.
Buy now, pay later.
I don't even know what that means.
It means charge it, and we'll worry about it later, because I just did that today, Ike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll worry about that in January. I'll start moving around the 0% APR credit cards. Go ahead, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, exactly. So last week I got my Brandon Graham Autism Foundation shirt. You know, it's been shipped internationally, so it took forever to get here. And you know what I noticed on it? It's actually got the fight song of the Eagles written in the 55 on the lettering.
Really?
I'm thinking the foundation should partner with WIP to get some of these shirts in so the VIPs can get them that Jack is trying to, you know, rope into and embarrass when they're singing the fight song.
Oh, wow. Why don't you text with Jack about that? I don't know. It sounds like a cool shirt, though.
So I loved the game yesterday. It was amazing. And it's the first game that I can agree with the national pundits that had been saying for a while that this team didn't have any flaws. And we all saw flaws with the special teams. And Elliott saw flaws with the passing game and all sorts of things like that. And this was the first game that I looked at and I said, wow, this is really a complete team. Super, super exciting. And then I just want one thought from you guys before I go, and that's Patrick Mahomes. Do you think maybe he's considered the front runner still because of that change in the voting system where you can have sort of second place votes and such?
Is he the front runner?
Well, Patrick Mahomes is still the
odds-on favorite.
Oh, he's still the odds-on favorite. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he
and
is.
And they changed the voting system. That's my understanding, where you have sort of like the second place votes and that sort of thing.
So you don't just have one vote.
Yeah, you tally vote. Right.
Gotcha. Thanks, Tom.
He's still going to be there. He's not going away. Like I said, there's 5 weeks left to play, and I would expect Pat Mahomes to be in the MVP race all the way to the end of the season, just like I would expect Josh Allen to be in the race all the way to the end of the season, and Jalen Hurts in the race all the way to the end of the season. This might be one of the better MVP races that we've seen in recent memory. I mean, when you have legitimate candidates coming down the stretch who could be worthy. And, hell, if Cincinnati runs the table they finish 13-4,
Joe Burrow is now the third. Is now third on the MVP list as far as odds. He's plus 800. Jalen Hurts 150. Pat Mahomes 120. So it's very close at the top. But that has narrowed considerably here in the last week or so.
We get Jalen through this Giants game, where he has to exercise those demons from last year, where he had arguably his worst game of his career up there. If we can get him through that, that's part of the revenge tour. I think he'll be straight. But then you got to go to Chicago, and how do you look in Chicago in that weather outside?
Yeah.
What is that game? Is that a running game? See, that's the thing with Jalen.
Because the running game's hurt him as far as MVP stuff.
Well, if he's a part of the running game, it won't hurt him. But to your point, if he's just giving the ball to Miles Sanders and he's doing most of the damage, then it could
If Pat Mahomes comes out and has 5 touchdowns and 400 yards, that elevates him more than Jalen Hurts having a very balanced
game. In some people's eyes.
In some people's eyes. Right. Let's go to Kenny from the Dirty 30. Kenny, how are you, buddy? What's up?
John, Ike, what a great day. I'm very happy.
What's up, Kenny?
John, know that I say this to you with all the love and respect in the world.
Yeah.
But, dude. I tried to tell you last week, everybody was so afraid of the Titans. You're so afraid of what could happen. Mm-hmm. Was anybody afraid of us? I mean, I kept thinking Derrick Henry only averaged 10 more yards a game than Miles Sanders did. And last week we put up 365 yards rushing. And everybody was scared going into the game. I said, you should be scared of our team. We're the ones that are 11-1. We're the ones that have been dictating the play. Are we winning by 30 or 40 points like Dallas? No, but we're winning. And what happened yesterday, we went out and dictated the game, and we won. I still think teams should be fearing us and us not fearing them. And I hope that you can start to see the light on this because we are a good team. And I respectfully have to tell you that you need to man up here.
Man up and say what?
The best I can tell you. I didn't yell at you.
No, you can't. I like yell. I like when people yell.
You are shut ass lunatic.
Yeah, but like, wait, what do you want me to say? I was wrong about the game. Obviously, they killed them, right? Like, I couldn't have been more wrong about this season. I said they were going to be 9-8. They're now 11-1. Like, it's pretty clear that I'm an idiot and I've been wrong, right?
Well, it's all right. I understand you live in a house with a bunch of women. I grew up in the same kind of house. Every now and then, you have to kind of go in the vault and get your man parts and put them back on, and you know.
Well,
up and up there.
Listen. Yeah. The only thing I got to keep doing is enjoying this football team, and that was a great game. It was a great game to watch yesterday. There's no worry.
Are you feeling better now? You're feeling a little bit more confident now. You're feeling like maybe we are.
Are you firing the defensive coordinator still, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm still firing him. I'm with Seth Joyner.
Happy Monday.
All right. Well, we'll fire him. Yes, I feel better about the team. Am I booking my flight to Arizona? No, I'm not. Booking my flight to Arizona. You can do
that. Well, tell you what. We got a suite there. So if you do come, well, you can have one of the rooms.
Okay. All right. Well, there he is. All right, Kenny. All right, man. Later.
All right.
Kenny from the Dirty 30. I mean, maybe you can help me. Like, if I need to grovel, I'll grovel.
Well,
about the game or the season or whatever. I can grovel if people want me to grovel.
You think people want you to grovel?
Yes, I do. Or they just want their piece of me, and I'm totally fine with sitting here and taking it.
Oh, okay. I'm like, yeah. I thought everybody'd be happy today.
Yeah, no, and there hasn't been a lot of angry people at me. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Everybody's happy. The Philly signed Trey Turner. What else do we need today?
Yeah. James Harden's coming back tonight.
It's a cherry on top. I was just thinking, what could possibly make this day even better? And it's like, oh, that's right, James Harden's coming back. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. To watch Monday Night Football. Donovan's going to join us coming up next. Does he think Jalen's the MVP? And so here's what I would want to know from Donovan, because I feel like I'm like, you know what? For me, yesterday was the Carolina Panthers game of 2017. I was like, damn, this team can win a Super Bowl. That was the game yesterday for me. Damn, this team can win a Super Bowl. Is Donovan feeling the same thing? We'll talk to him about that coming up right after this. It is Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, I didn't know if he went to break or not. Hey, Eagle fans, want the chance to go to the New Orleans game? Maybe watch a pregame warm-ups on the sideline? Well, AAA Eagles MVP members have that chance at every home game all season. Now, this is a must-have. If you're an Eagles fan, new members get a $20 credit to the Eagles Online Pro Shop. Some big games and some really cool events are coming up, so you don't want to miss out. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and become an MVP today. That's AAA.com/Eagles for details.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.